This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
Final Four from San Antonio coming up this weekend, Saturday evening. It should be fun. We got Loyola of Chicago going up against Michigan, the Sister Jeans against Michigan. And then on the other side of the bracket, you got the Blue Blood in Kansas and one of the best teams over the past 4 or 5 years in Villanova. So it should be a great night of basketball on Saturday. And to talk more about it, we welcome on the head coach of VCU after his first year at the helm in Mike Rhodes. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
You know, Coach, you've done a lot of you've had a lot of successful things in your career. You were a tremendous player at Lebanon Valley, Coach D3 at Randolph-Macon College, Rice, were an assistant at Shaka Smart. But I got to wonder, do you look at your win over Muhlenberg in December of 2007 as the turning point of your career? And just how did you limit that backup center to only 4 points?
Well, you know, our game planning for that game, I mean, it took a lot of time and it took a lot of effort, but we knew we had to shut the Murray guy down, and that's what we needed to do to find a way to get a W.
I believe, Coach, this is something that should probably be number one on your Wikipedia page. You are the only Division I coach who has a win over me, so that's probably something that should lead, you know, your accomplishments.
I'm going to get my SID to put that up there first thing this morning. Absolutely.
We're talking to Mike Rhodes, head coach of VCU after his first year at VCU. He's joining us on our Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coach, before we get into the games this weekend and some of the similarities that maybe you see between your VCU team, a team that you were a part of Shaka Smart staff in 2011, just give us the rundown of your season. You, as I mentioned, you were at Randolph-Macon College. For people who don't know, it is a suburb of Richmond. You left there to go be on Shaka Smart's staff. You get an opportunity to come back to be the head coach at VCU. So what was this year like for you?
It was a whirlwind. We were just, my wife and I were just talking about that the other day, about how fast it all went. And I'm sitting, you know, we're playing a game in the CBI, the first time of postseason in about 10 years at Rice. And the next day, the AD, Ed McLaughlin, is sitting in my living room, my wife and I, saying, we need you back here at VCU. So, and since then, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. What a place to be the basketball coach, to be the head coach at a place like VCU, where they're so passionate and they care so much. So it's been a whirlwind. It's gone really quick. It's been up and down. I mean, when I got there, we had five guys. We had to go out here this time last year and sort of complete a roster, and that's never easy late in the year like that with all the things that go on in college basketball. But I knew what I signed up for. I knew we had to make sure we really strengthened our culture, what so many coaches at VCU have done in the right way, and we had to make sure we did that, Tim, without a doubt. Go out and get kids that want to be at VCU and do it the VCU way. And we had some good wins throughout the year. We've had a lot of close losses that I wish we had back, but you don't get it. And I think this year, you know, has brought a lot of humility to VCU for sure. And our guys know, as well as our coaching staff, you know, what we need to do to get back to where we belong. But we knew there was going to be some transition. Three coaches in 4 years, you lose really three classes. There's going to be some ups and downs, but I like the direction we're going. I like the players we have coming in, and you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but that's the fun part about it.
We're talking to VCU's head coach Mike Rhodes here on SB Nation AM. And Coach, you know, this is a kind of a crazy time for a lot of coaches, because they'll be moving around, and you went through it, as you mentioned, you know, last year as a head coach and getting courted by another program. You obviously don't have to go into the details of how it all went down, but I am curious, you know, how does that all come about? How fast is that? You know, you were the head coach at Rice, and then it felt like in just a moment you were the head coach of VCU. So how quickly does that all kind of come together?
Well, my circumstance, I think, is a lot different than others, because you know, my relationship with everybody back at VCU. So when Coach Wade, when Will Wade left for LSU, I that was announced in the second half of our game at Rice, and you know, we're playing Utah Valley State, and we're trying to win a game. You know, we were second in school history in wins, and we're trying to get two more wins to break that record. And of course, we end up losing. But I walk out of the press conference, Tim, and my wife's standing there with tears in her eyes, and I said, hey, we got a lot of guys back. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be pretty good. And you know, we had some other schools calling and so forth. And you know, I was waiting until everything ended. And she goes like, no, you don't understand. She's like, well, Will left for LSU. I said, what? and about 45 minutes later, I got a text from Ed McLaughlin, said, hey, when you have a chance, call me. I talked to him. He says, I'll be in Houston tomorrow. I'm bringing you back. And I said, what do you mean? You know, because I didn't want to go through all this craziness of interviews and all this stuff, and I wanted to make sure we did everything right. And he goes, no, you're our coach. We need you back here. These guys need you. You know, three coaches in 4 years is a major transition for any program. So I knew why I was coming back to get this culture back to where it needed to be. And you know, there's going to be some tough times, especially this year, just to get it back to where we need it to be. But it happened that quick. The next day, Ed was in my living room with my wife and I at 11:30. We picked the kids up at school. We packed bags and we were on a plane. The next day was a press conference, and that was it. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that happens. That's incredible. We're talking to Mike Rhodes, head coach of VCU. You were an assistant under Shaka Smart when you guys made the run to the Final Four in 2011. Yep. And, you know, people are talking about that run, talking about George Mason's run quite a bit because of what's happening with Loyola. So before we get into some similarities, Coach, that you may see between the two programs, just take us through 2011. It started in Dayton, and it ends at the Final Four. At what point in that run did you feel like something special could happen with that team?
Well, right from the start, you know, everybody dissed us so bad. We shouldn't have been in it. Jay Billis killed us. Dick Vitale killed us. Everybody. So our guys, I remember when we met up and we're in the next day for practice, the guys were a little bit hurt, and they were mad. Like we can't play or anything. We're not very good. And so we had an edge. The one thing about the Joey Rodriguez and that crew is they had a competitive edge, and it really came out right from day one. And you know, the coaching staff, we use that as fuel for the fire. Hey, if they don't think we can play, let's see what we can do. And we go to Dayton and beat USC, and then we go to Chicago, and we took it to Georgetown and Purdue, and in a fashion where everybody's like, whoa, you know, this, you know, VCU has really shown up. And then it just took off from there. And it was laser focused. Like I've said it for 7 years. Today, 7 years ago today, we beat Kansas. And I've been saying it for 7 years. Guys, just put all the noise to the side. There was nothing that was going to interfere with them to try to find a way to win the game. And they were so locked in. I've never been a part of it. I've been part of some championship teams and at all different levels. I was on a national championship team as a Division III player. But for those couple weeks at VCU, our guys were laser-focused. Nothing else mattered but helping the team win. And it just showed up every time we played.
It's funny. It's ironic, Coach, when you look at Loyola's run, because it started with Loyola beating Jim Larrañaga, who was the coach of George Mason in 2006. And if the bracket had broken correctly, I don't think a lot of people have put this together, but in the Sweet 16, Loyola beats Nevada. Nevada beat Texas in the first round. So there was a chance that on the run to the Final Four here, they could have beat both George Mason's coach and VCU's head coach, because Shaka Smart obviously is at Texas now. But when you look at this Loyola team, do you see similarities to that VCU team in 2011?
Yes, without a doubt. And I've been saying that for a good week now. They just have a swag to them. They're not changing how they play. They are who they are, and they're just playing at such a high level. And they reminded me a lot of VCU's, the way they score the ball. They have five guys on the court that can score. They have guys on the – they really are really sharing the basketball and getting their teammates shots. And when you have five guys on the court that can make plays for themselves and each other, and they're really keeping that ball hot and sharing that basketball, man, that's really hard to guard. I don't care who you are, and everybody's seeing that. And you know, they're so efficient right now on the offensive end that I think their defense, you know, their defense is really good too, and they can guard anybody in the country. But the way they're scoring the basketball and how they're getting their shots, it's really hard to guard.
Coach, before we let you run, we're talking to Mike Rhodes, head coach of VCU, who just wrapped up his first year as a head coach of VCU. He was an assistant on Shaka Smart's staff in 2011. That team lost to Butler 72-62 back in 2011. Loyola gets Michigan. Just how different for this Loyola team? You know, a lot of these big-time programs, the Kansases, the Villanovas, they've been there. They've played in monster stadiums. You guys had to go down to, you know, Reliant Stadium and figure out a way to play in a basketball game in a football stadium.
Right.
I guess it helped out. You guys had played in the Alamo Dome in the regional, so that probably was beneficial. But just how different is the build up to the Final Four than anything else?
Well, when those guys, when Loyola goes in the practice, the open practice, and they walk up on a stage, they walk up the steps to get onto the court, they're not going to believe how crazy and how big it is. That was the thing. You know, don't forget when we were in the Alamo Dome, they had the curtain up, and it was only half the stadium. When we walked in the Reliant, it was the full stadium. And so that practice, the guys really were in awe. And then, of course, when we walked out for layups, I walked on the court with Kyle Getter, one of our assistants, and there were 74,000 people there. I've never seen anything like it. Unbelievable. One of my greatest memories and moments as a coach is we're at the Final Four, and you know you're at the Final Four when you see all these people. Shooting the basketball, I think, is the biggest thing. There's a depth perception, and because there's just no ending to behind the backboard. And anybody who says that doesn't affect them, it does, because you it's just so open. It's like playing basketball at the beach, it's so open. So you've got to really adjust that part of it, I think, if you're a shooter or you're a player. I thought that was the biggest thing our guys had to adjust to. But once the ball goes up, it's still the same game, and the court's the same measurements. You guys have their edge, and they go try to win a national championship. And, you know, we saw that, and we had a great game against Butler. I think Loyola would be ready to play. And once they get start sweating and they run into each other a couple times, you know, the competitiveness comes out, they'll be in great shape.
Who do you think wins the national championship, Coach?
Villanova.
Villanova.
I say this, you give Coach Beilein at Michigan a full week to prepare for you, that's a tough one. If you're playing Michigan the second day, you know, after maybe only 1 or 48 hours of prep, that's a little different. But you give Coach Beilein at Michigan a full week to prepare for you, that's different. I just think Villanova has so many weapons, how aggressive and tough they are, and they've been there. You know, they're a blue blood now. I mean, they've been there multiple times, and they know what it takes, and they're led by Jalen Brunson. I think they're the team.
Well, we're going to hold you to it, because another former VCU assistant, Jamian Christian, he was 4-for-4 in his picks last week when we had him on. So he's going to hold it over you if Villanova's not the national champion. But if you do get this right, Coach, we're just going to have former VCU assistants on all the time and make a lot of people money, because you guys are obviously know everything.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'm going with being a Pennsylvania kid, I'm going with Nova this time around for sure. You know, Jamian's from the sticks in Virginia, so I'll give him that he got lucky last weekend.
Hey, Coach, appreciate the time, and congratulations again on that victory in 2007. I know that you still remember it very well.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. There he is, Mike Rhodes, head coach of VCU, and thank him for being a good sport. They had a ridiculous program. Funny little story. I'll tell it on the other side. He probably doesn't remember it, but I got to know him when I was 14 years old at that small school in Virginia. But he's on to bigger and better things, and happy for him after 1 year as the head coach of VCU. There he was, Mike Rhodes, head coach of VCU. We'll talk some NBA later on in the hour with Dan Devine. It's SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.